جی بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی ونسلم علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وما آتاکم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاکم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا اللہ ان اللہ شدید العقاب وقال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا يؤمن احدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله. Let us sit with this intention that inshallah whatever is to be said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire every one of us. And one of the most important things for hidayat to come to any one of us, if any one of us require hidayat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the recipe for every one of us if you want hidayat. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. Hidayat will come to that person who gives his heart to any program, to any situation. He lives in the moment of it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give hidayat. So just a tester, just to make sure you're all awake. One question is that there is one person, he's driving a Superlink. You know what's a Superlink? Those very long trucks. He's driving a Superlink. And his lights are not even on. His lights are not switched on. The moon is not even out. And suddenly he breaks and he misses a pedestrian who was crossing the road. So the question is, how did he see that pedestrian that was crossing the road? His lights were not on. And the moonlight was not even, there was no moonlight also. So how did he stop? Y'all awake? Jay, anyone? Got the answer? Everyone's sleeping. It was daylight. It was daylight. That's why there was no need for lights or for the moon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed every one of us with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many bounties, a lot of bounties. But all of these bounties now have to be used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a person who really was in love with a certain girl. He wanted to get married to her. The only problem with this girl is that she was blind. So he asked her that, will you please marry me? Will you please marry me? This lady is saying, see, I am blind. But I promise you, if I can see you, I will marry you. If I see you, I will marry you. So eventually, she went through some procedure, went to hospital, and the day comes now that the transplant of the eye was completed, and this boy, he's sitting right next to the bed of this lady, waiting for her to wake up for her, from her anesthetic, waiting for her to wake up, and there would be a success, and she will be able to see. So he's waiting anxiously. Doctor sees she's the signs of her waking up now. So he's holding her hand and then he's talking to her and then she's awake and then he's asking her, can you see? So she says, yes, I can see. I can see. So he's asking her, will you please marry me now? She says, never will I marry you because you're blind. Never will I marry you because you are blind. As she's turning to go away, he gives her a note and says, when you reach home, read this note. Not now, when you reach home. And then he quickly goes away. When she reaches home, she opens the note. And what was written on the note? Please appreciate the pair of eyes I have donated for you. So this man, this boy, gave his eyes for that girl to be able to see. But the lover turned against, or the beloved turned against him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all gonna say, Ya Allah, you make me rich, I promise you I'll build masjids. Ya Allah, if you make me intelligent, you know how many people I'll teach them, and I'll do a lot of things. I'll teach for free. Here we're going for tuition, 200 rand an hour. I'll teach for free. I don't need to be so rich. Then when the money comes, we forget about the deen of Allah. Very similar to that person. We're telling Allah, you give me. I promise you, you give me. And you know how much things I'll do. Like that person who's in metric. And you know, a grade 12. He's looking for that position to get into medical school. He's, you know, it's difficult. It's hard to get in South Africa. So he's trying. He's making dua. Ya Allah, if I get to medical school, I'm never going into private practice. And even if I go, I'm going to help the less fortunate people operations for free. And then he gets everything and he forgets about whatever was his pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we all are wanting to make a lot of pledges to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when those bounties come, are we utilizing those bounties and using it for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is the question we all ask ourselves. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me health. Am I using this health for the deen of Allah? Very, very recent in Durban, one youngster passed away. So one of the neighbors was mentioning to us, so he's saying that this boy who passed away, this boy, he really was going through a difficult patch in his life. It was painful, it was difficult, whatever he did go through, it was hard, it wasn't easy. It was really tough, it was difficult. And towards the end of his journey in this sickness of his, then he hugged his parents and he told them that I'm ready and I want to meet my Allah now. Too much of this pain, I want to meet my Allah. Meaning his heart is like, enough of this world. This world is just going to deceive you. I'm ready to meet my Allah. Anas radiallahu anhu, he's 10 years old. One day Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to the house. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, the mother Ummu Sulaim. Ummu Sulaim tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, see the son of mine, Anas, this is your servant and your slave, take him, he's your son. Imagine a 10-year-old being sent into the khidmah and the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 10 years old. And there are many, many ahadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Anas radiallahu anhu, and Nabi Sam said, ya bunayya, oh my beloved son. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed him with love and affection. Nabi Sam said, ya bunayya, oh my most beloved son. So the mother told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, he's gonna serve you, but please make dua for him. So he served the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the age of 10. Nabi Sam passed away, he was 20 years old. So for 10 years he made the khidmah in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For 10 years he made that khidmah. And Nabi Sam made dua for him. Because of the khidmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dua Nabi Sam made for him, Allahumma akthir malahu wa waladah. Oh may Allah give him abundance in wealth, even the wealth of this world. Anything wrong in getting rich? No. How the masjid was built, we required money. So there's no problem in the money, but it must be used for the deen of Allah. So Nabi Sam made dua. Allahumma akthir malahu wa waladahu. Ya Allah, grant him barakah, increase for him in his wealth and his children. Every other orchard example we'll know in South Africa, lychee season is how many times a year? Once for the year. Mango season is how many times for the year? Once for the year. Anas radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sam made dua, Allahumma akthir malah. His garden used to give fruit twice a year. Twice a year. Against the norm. Everyone else is only seen the season once. But Anas radiallahu anhu only is seen every season two times a year. When we will make the khidmah of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us in this world, physically also, monetarily, in every aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. And Nabi Sam said, Allahumma akthir malah wa walada, bless him in his children. Wa atil umrah, give him a long life. Anas radiallahu anhu, in some narrations it is that Anas radiallahu anhu lived for 103 years. He was 103 years old when he passed away. Nabi Sallam made dua, give him barakat in his children. They see Anas radiallahu anhu saw over 100 of his progeny in his lifetime. His children, his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, he saw over 100 in his lifetime. Because Nabi Sallam made dua for him, for barakah. So when we will take that step forward in making the khidmat of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. O my followers, O ummah, إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. Protect the deen of Allah, and Allah will protect you. Protect the deen of Allah, and Allah will protect you. And who was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking to in this hadith? He was talking to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who was a youngster. He was a young boy at that moment when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to him. Nabi sallam is giving a small boy advice. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. Protect the deen of Allah. Allah will protect you. Sometimes we feel, you know, when I get old, that's the time I'll make lot tawbah. Allah must forgive me. I'll come masjid more that time because we're closer to the qabr. What guarantee we got we're not close to the qabr now? When I get old, then we'll sort things out. One person was walking, he went to the elephant, that place where they keep elephants, so they show him around, he's looking at the elephants, you can go for a ride also. So as he's walking through this park, he's noticing that these elephants can't come and attack him. So on close inspection, he saw that each elephant has got a rope that's tied around its leg, and one thin pole also, it's tied up. And this elephant wouldn't go further than that much. When it feels little tension, elephant will stop. So he's amazed. He said, this elephant can bring down trees. It can topple a car. But it feels little tension with that rope on its leg and it stops. So he asked the person who's taking him around, the tour guide, you see, what's this of you? How come these elephants, they're so obedient? One rope and they listen. So he says, no. This year started from the time they were babies. From the time the elephant is a baby, we tie one rope around the leg. That's the time it doesn't have strength. And we tie it to a pole. It tries to free itself, it can't. After some few days of trying, it realizes, hey, why even try anymore? Leave it. This is going to be my life. I rather just end. Realize that this is my life. So it's used to stop. So he says, because it grew up with that mentality, now that is the mentality. I can never break this rope. So it won't even try when it's big also. So what we do when we are young is what will remain with us when we are older. From now, whatever we do now will remain with us. You saw mommy cooking in the kitchen. I'm sure we all saw when mommy was cooking. Then when they cooking in the kitchen, then what we notice, that the onions, the wagar, you know wagar? Well, just eat, you don't know what, okay, never mind. So when the food is put into the pot, then you don't see, mommy is putting the spices when? When she's serving it in your plate, she's putting salt and pepper and oregano and parsley. When she's putting it? Or while she's cooking? While she's cooking, she's doing all of that. Not after the entire meat is soft and ready to be served. No, while it's cooking. So the lesson for every one of us, though especially our young friends, that at this age when we are young, remember, we are growing up to become someone. We're still young now. We are growing into habits. We're growing into some customs. We're growing into some person. We're becoming some person. We're still young. This is the time now when we are young to put all the additives, to put all the flavor, whatever we require, put the flavors now. Read Quran now, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, make effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. All of that has to be done while we're young. Then that flavor remains at a later stage. For the flavor that is put from the top of the food is not the same that is put while we're making that food. So we said, Nabi Sallam said, إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. In the battle of Uhud, is Sahabi by the name of Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. In that battle of Uhud, Asim radiallahu anhu, he was fighting very fiercely, and in that battle he killed a father and three sons. He killed them. The mother of these sons came to the battlefield after the battle of Uhud, Kafir. Suhafa or Suhaifa was her name. So the mother comes into the battlefield, she sees her husband is dead. She sees her son is dead. One, two sons are dead. She comes to the third one. And the third one has just got a few breaths left before he's gonna die. So then the mother says, who did this to you? So then last moments of his life, and then he said, Asim. So the name came out. So the mother said, right, Asim did this. So when the mother went back to Makkah Mukarramah, she told the people of Makkah Mukarramah, any one of you brings the skull of Asim radiallahu anhu, you put the figure down and I'll give it to you. Whatever money you want, I'll give it. I just need the skull of Asim. Eventually, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, a few of them went into one of the expeditions. Asim radiallahu anhu was in that expedition. So whatever did happen and transpire in that expedition, whatever did happen, Asim radiallahu anhu became shaheed. Now this lady, when she made that announcement that whoever brings the skull, then there's a price tag to his skull. So after the battle, some realized, hey, Asim radiallahu anhu was killed. If we have can get hold of his skull, listen, I think so, we're in for a handsome amount. There's good money involved in this. Let's quickly go and retrieve that skull of Asim. Quickly, let's look for it. So the kuffar come, and they look, and they see Asim's body, radiallahu anhu. The moment they come close to it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a swarm of bees. And those bees protected him. So they said, hey, you know what? Just hold on, something's not right, we'll come back tomorrow. So they waited because there was a hefty amount and there was big money in the making. So they came second day, looking for his skull. They said, the bees are still there. So they said, okay, listen, something's not right, we can't come daytime. Let's come at night. The bees will not be attacking at night. Let's come in the night. That night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused heavy rains to come. The valley was flooded. His body was swept away with the waters. When they come the next day, there was no traces of the body of Asim radiallahu anhu. And this was the explanation of that hadith. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. If you protect the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. We all, whether you're small, whether you're big, whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, we all are going to the grave, every one of us. So it was maybe 2 months ago that one person from Durban who's involved in the burial society, so he says, hey, Mulana. So we asked him that a certain janaza, why there was a delay? You know, there was a delay in a certain janaza. They announced a certain time, then they changed the time. So he says, Mulana, you wouldn't believe. We went to dig that certain spot in that qabr. We went to dig it, so prepare it for the mayyit. When we dug, when we came to the bottom, then that person's body, the coffin and body was intact. We were shocked, so we had to put some planks and we left it. And we had to sort out something and we moved on. But then we went to the registers to see when was that person buried. So he's telling me that person here in Durban, no, not very far, in Durban, was buried approximately 45 to 50 years ago. And that body till now is fresh. Till now it's fresh, the body. No change in it. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. The lesson for all of us, that we need to guard and protect the deen of Allah. If we protect the house of Allah, Allah will protect our houses. If we are present in the house of Allah, then people will be present for us also, when we pass away in our janazah. So we have to do for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the brothers asked that there's going to be a youth program, please speak to the youth. So we've got one of our friends in America. So I sent him a message. I said, there's a youth program, maybe you can tell me something, or whatever you got, something you can tell me to help me. And speaking to the youth, you got anything? So he says, so he gave a nice long incident. So he says, Mulana, it was last year that a certain member of our community, one man in the masjid, he was diagnosed with 4th stage cancer. So the father lost his job. From the time he lost his job, then we started going to visit, helping, whatever was required in that house. And we realized that that son now is really broken. The son is broken because his father, who used to be spoiling him in luxuries, used to buy him so many things. Now there's no shop. Now there's no job. Now there's no money coming into the house. He wants to upgrade. He wants to better his life. He can't. Whatever basic money there is and that's coming, and they have to just make do with the little. So this boy, you could see he's really coming down. So at the end of that year, so Mulana said, we went again, we knocked on the door, we visited them, and I told them, in privacy, I told him, please can I have a look at the report of your son? So he looked at the report and he says, I want to see last year's report. And he saw that his marks really came down. His marks were coming down. So he was worried, Mulana was worried. So he said, he went to one of the seniors, he says, this is concern now, this boy, I think so it's getting to him. We need to do something. And as they are planning to do something to pick up this youngster, take him out, do something for him, help him, you know, pick up his spirits. It was, he said, just before Ramadan, mother met into an accident, taking the father for chemotherapy, car is written off, she was in hospital. Finished. Now he said, we just thinking to bring him up, and now there's the next one knocking already, the next problem and calamity. So went back to that senior alim, he said, Mulana, now what do we do? Mulana says, wait, hold on, let's make lot of dua first. Let's make dua. Because dua silahul mu'min, that's that secret arrow in the dead of the night will never miss its target. So they made dua to Allah. Then eventually Mulana, for whatever reason, that senior alim, he said, see, he's telling my friend, he says, go to that boy, tell him to start reading the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell him, start reading seerah, I'm making dua for him. So he went to that youngster, he told him, start reading the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he sees by Ramadan, alhamdulillah, heart was softened, mother was back home, and we could see him frequenting the masjid. Alhamdulillah, it was really been a smile and happiness to every one of us that he's back into the masjid. We were very happy with that. And there comes post Ramadan, and we can see after Ramadan that this youngster now, he's really a new boy. He's no more that old youngster who was sad, gloomy, worried, concerned. Now he's fine. You can see him, you make salam with him. Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He's smiling. So we're shocked. We don't know what's happening. How come all of a sudden now he's all smiles and he's well, he's really keeping himself in good spirits. So eventually he said, I didn't want to ask him directly. So I took him, we went, you know, like how we get the youngsters together, go somewhere. So I took him to the senior alim, and I told Mulana, before the meeting, I'm bringing him, but just like check up what's happening. You can ask him those questions. Went to the senior alim. So the senior alim is asking this youngster, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? How's everything? How's Baba? He says, Alhamdulillah. He says, Allahu Akbar, we're crying now. All of a sudden, Alhamdulillah. He says, Mulana, how can I complain that Papa is now 38 years old? Allah blessed us with Papa for so many years. I can't complain for 1 year now. So such a change in tune. You see, how is mommy doing? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. I never thank mommy for all her food all these days. I think so I realize now when she starts cooking, I have to thank her for her food. So the Mulana says, but why the change? What happened? Like, from, you know, before and after, what's the change? So he's telling Mawlana, when I started reading surah, see this Mawlana told me must read seerah, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I started reading the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was quite a few lessons I learned. Number one, I learned that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to much more difficulties than us. Much more than us. We're not going through any difficulties. So it really gave me solace that I'm not the only one in the world that's all alone in difficulties and problems. The most beloved to Allah also went through difficulties for the sake of Allah. So it gave me solace. At least on the day of Qiyamah, I can tell Nabi Sallam, you know, I was also part of that group. So he says, okay. And then what are the lessons you learnt? Youngster, this boy is only 14, 15 years old. So he says, but what else you learnt? He says, Mawlana, when I read the seerah, when I read the seerah of Rasulullah SAW, every time I come across any difficulty that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through, I feel the loss, like as if I'm living in his life. And when I read that this is what happened to his daughter, I start crying. I can't believe that this are the level of difficulties Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself went through. So that was that benefit of keeping ta'alluq with ulama, accepting the advice of ulama, being attached with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading the life stories of sahaba radiallahu anhum, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a changed personality. Just asking for advice, taking the advice and following the advice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed every one of us. Every one of us. He has blessed us. But remember, you get values of different natures. One is the value of something because it has something. Meaning certain things, example a car. You see, take whichever car you love, whether it's the C63S, whether you want to take the M2, whichever car you want to take and you like, that car will have value as long as that car is still very brand new, there's motor plan and it's moving well. The moment that car is hijacked and it's stripped into parts, will anyone say, I like that car? It's parts. So it doesn't hold the same value anymore. Which means that the value of that car is not intrinsic. It's not natural value. It's because of external factors that bring value to it. It's not natural value. So one day there was a professor in the class. A lesson for every one of us. So this ustad, he takes out a note from his pocket, 200 note, crisp note, and he holds it up. And he says, which one of you would want this note for free? Everyone said, definitely, 200 note for free. We'll all want it, no problem. So everyone put their hands down. So he says, okay. He squashed it up in his hands. He actually squashed it up. Now it means no more crisp and creaseless. Now it's squashed up. He says, who wants this 200 rand? Everyone put their hands up. They all say, yeah, we want it. I mean, it's no problem. So he put the 200 on the floor and he tramped it. He says, now who wants it? Everyone said, we still want it. He says, that's the lesson for every one of us. You ask yourself, is your value because of the things around you or is the value because of the things within you? You ask yourself. Meaning irrespective of the difficulties that come upon you, you'll still be valuable. When you have value within you, not around you. When you think you have value because of the things around you, the car you drive, that's never happiness. That's not value. The day you lose your car, people will not make salam. Because when the first day they made salam to the car. When you're driving the car, salam alaikum, how are you uncle? Nice if one day we can have a drive in your car. Let that same uncle one day come out on Skoro car. An old car, one Datsun or something. Datsun Go, let's say. Will anyone say, uncle, take us for on spin? What spin what? That car not going to move. But when he comes with a fast car, yeah. Uncle, Assalamu alaikum, you okay? Then you're coming for masjid also. You're coming early, you're looking at the car, looking at the badges. In case the uncle says, sit inside at least. So is that value? No. So our value is not with the things around us. Our value has to be with the things within us. And the most important things within us are not seen, but felt. That is our iman. Our iman is our value. Our amal is our value. Our Quran is our value. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our value. The things we carry deep down in our hearts, the qualities we bring within ourselves, that's the value of every one of us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and that ability. For whatever we are saying, for this to become a reality, an effort has to be made. We have to make an effort. Remember, you know, you take a sponge and you put it in water and you have to squeeze it. What will come out? Water will come out. If you put it into juice and you squeeze it out, juice will come out. If you place it into cool drink and you squeeze it, cool drink will come out. Milkshake will come out. Impossible to put that sponge in water and milkshake comes out. Nah, it won't happen. Whatever you goes in is going to squeeze out. Every one of us, as long as you're breathing in and you are breathing out, you are looking with your eyes and you are listening with your ears, you're contemplating with your mind, all of these faculties, as long as they are working, these are all sponging in whatever is being seen, whatever is being heard, whatever is being spoken. When we speak, that is also going to our heart. The heart is just, when we speak about Allah, then Allah settles in the heart. When we hear about the greatness of Allah, that settles in the heart. When we look at the qudra of Allah, then that settles in the heart. Then at the final moment of our life, when Malakul Maut is going to squeeze that body, because the ruh has to come out, then when he squeezes it, whatever is inside is going to come out. Whatever is inside, that's going to come out. So therefore we need to be making a constant effort to be putting Allah into our lives, to be putting the mahabba and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and that ability, inshaAllah, that we make an effort for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come into our lives. The examination will be taking place very soon. You'll be starting exams after that holiday starts. And then jamaats will be going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we brothers go out for the sake of Allah. Why do we go out in the path of Allah? To speak about the qudrat of Allah. To speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the benefit is only to ourselves. And for this reason, alhamdulillah, a lot of youngsters do go out. Youngsters have been going out also. So let us make an intention, inshallah. Even if we are at whatever stage or age of our lives, we just make an intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for every one of us, inshallah.
MashaAllah, what sterling advice is from Mawlana. That's how our elders always encourage us, and our seniors always encourage us to join the company of our ulama, so we can take benefit in listening to all those sterling advices, MashaAllah. Lovers and respected elders, I just want to mention one thing very quickly. When Mawlana was mentioning that Kalgozari of that youngster in America, so something just came to my mind, and the brothers just asked me to make tashkil, so I thought I'll just mention it very quickly. There was a jamaat that came from UK, I think it was in 2018, I remember they came to this masjid as well. There was one Sati, his name was Mehboob Bhai. I can't remember the city that they were from. I think they were from Leicester. So he mentioned an amazing Kalgozari. Mawlana was speaking about the effort that they're making overseas amongst the youth. So I thought I'll just mention it. So he says in Leicester they had a plan to expand the masjid. Right? So in order for them to expand the masjid, they had to go through a long procedure, speak to the local authorities, etc., etc. So when they contacted the local municipality asked them, now what reason you want to expand the masjid, for what, on what basis? So they said, you see, every Friday the masjid is full, the parking is full, wudu khana is full, etc. So you want to expand. So it's okay, fine, no problem, but it's a big procedure. It's going to involve the entire neighborhood, you know, breaking down construction, etc. So over a period of time, let us come there, we'll do an analysis, a stats analysis to see what is the situation and whether you are worthy of an expansion. Because, you know, in the non-Muslim countries, to expand the masjid is a big thing. So as Mehboob was explaining to us, he says that the imam on that specific day made an announcement, brothers, for the next 1 week, everybody come to the masjid. Right? We want to get this expansion going. The funds and everything are available. So over that next week, the entire masjid was chock-a-block. Everybody knew now we want to expand the masjid. They had some plans for the youth areas, etc., etc. So the masjid was full, the parking was full, and every day, every few days, these people used to come. And it's like a full stats analysis, amount of people, how many in the safs, the cars in the parking, the wudu khana, etc. So after 1 week, when they went back to the authorities, and now they're obviously assuming now that they're going to definitely get the plans passed, the masjid was full. So when they sat down in the boardroom meeting, And they put their case forward that, as you saw now, the masjid is full, there's no place in the parking, you know, how many musallis are there. So these non-Muslim authorities, they agreed to everything that they say. And at the end what they said was, unfortunately the plans have been denied. So they were astounded. So they said, on what basis is it denied? You can see our masjid is full. So this Mehbuba is explaining to us that, you know what they said to us broke and shattered our hearts. So they said that 100% your masjid is full, but we took a stats analysis, and the amount of youngsters that you'll had was only 6 to 10. So on a regular basis for every salah there were 6 to 10 youngsters, and there were over 100 musallis. So they said, if we give you the ability to expand the masjid now, right, in 20 years from now, you're only going to have 10 musallis in the masjid. So we saw there's no point. Right? And this Mehboa is explaining, when they said this to us, then we realized what an effort needs to be made in our area. So on this basis, they came out in the path of Allah and they were making fikr and everything. So like Mawlana is saying, how important, beloved brothers and respected elders, to make effort in our amongst the youth whilst we are young also. Right? Nabi Sallam even said something to the effect that Nusirtu bi Shabab, I've been assisted, my deen has been assisted with the youth. So like this Mawlana is explaining how it's time now in the December already to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can realize our intrinsic quality, who we are. Right? So all of us are required, inshallah, to spend some time. Reason being, we come out in the path of Allah, the wonderful environment, for 3 days, for 10 days, for 40 days, for 4 months. Imagine 4 months sitting in the masjid, doing ta'aleem, listening to the words of Nabi Sallam, the hadith of Nabi Sallam, you know. So we can realize who we are. Imam Abu Hanifa one day was walking, and he saw an old lady walking in the rain. So he told her, old lady, be careful in the rain, because you might slip and fall. So she told him, oh Imam, I might slip and fall, I might hurt myself. But if you slip and fall, you'll hurt the entire ummah. Because he was the faqih at the time. Meaning, if you slip in deen, the entire ummah will feel the effect. So my beloved brothers and respected elders, inshallah, let us all make niyat, inshallah, right at the first given opportunity, how we can come out in the path of Allah, in an environment, a pure environment, sitting with the company of Nabi Sassam, with Sahaba, you know, staying in the masjid, the environment of the malaika, right? Like this, inshallah, we see slowly, slowly that connection to Allah, connection to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come into our lives, inshallah. So the first niyat that we want to try and get one jamaat from Salihin, inshallah, for 4 months. Right? Whether it be this year, whether it be in January coming up, inshallah. First intention is for a jamaat for 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not so long, also only 100. Sometimes when you think 4 months, you say 4 months, so long. Right? By school, we're there for 12 years. How many years we in university? Another 4 years. So it's just a short space of time, inshallah, to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize who we are and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us for. So we need a few young, brave youngsters, inshallah, right, from Salihin to make niyat for 4 months, inshallah. Who wants to be the first person, inshallah, to make niyat? Whether it be the end of this year, whether it be next year, mashallah, who making niyat, inshallah? Brothers can give their names. This is the highest prize, no? We'll try, inshallah. One jamaat from Salihin, inshallah. Who's making niyat? Maybe after school also, after university. Ji? Make niyat, bismillah. Let's start it off, inshallah. What's your name? Yusuf, mashallah. Mashallah, Yusuf, stand. For the pleasure of bidnillah. Yusuf is making niyat, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Yusuf, inshallah. Right? Mashallah. Who wants to make niyat with Yusuf? Mashallah. What's your name? Muhammad. Mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Who's joining Yusuf and Muhammad? We try to get at least about 10, inshallah. Besides our 40 days and our 3 days and our 10 day jamaats. Which are the brave, mashallah? What's your name? Luqman. Ridwan, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Yusuf, Muhammad and Ridwan. Gee, who else, inshallah? Mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Muhammad, mashallah. We got 4. Few more, inshallah. Then we go on to the next tashkil for 40 days, inshallah. Who else is there to make niyat? Right? Sometimes it comes in a heart now, hey, to go for 4 months, what a big thing. Right? But once you're there, you'll really enjoy it. Imagine when we went for 4 months a couple of years ago, so few friends, mashallah. What's your name? Huzaifa, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him. When we were there, imagine few youngsters, Yusuf, mashallah. Imagine 5 friends going from country to country, every 2 days changing the masjids. Subhanallah, what an experience. See? And every second, third day, different masjids, different qira'ah, different people you're meeting. In 4 months, you maybe visit about 50 to 60 masjids, if every 2 days you're changing masjids. Imagine, in 3 different countries. Sometimes in South Africa, you go, Umar, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Alright? And then every single day, you're getting opportunity to improve on your deen, to improve on your salah. Mashallah. Your name? Mahmoud, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. And then every day at a specific time, ta'aleem, then you're doing kash, you're meeting so many people, learning to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sitting in ta'aleem. Who else is making niyat, inshallah? A few more youngsters. How many we got so far? Hafiz up? 5, 6 numbers, mashallah. 8, mashallah. You can try for 10 also. 10, even 12, mashallah. What's your name? Yahya, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, accept, inshallah. So they say the genesis of man, Hamza. MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him. The genesis of man takes place in 40 days. A man goes for 4 months, he gets 3 opportunities to get rid of all the bad habits in his life. Right, first 40 days, now you realize, okay, my salah is a bit weak, my tahajjud is a bit weak, my akhlaq, maybe I've got some internal issues. Right, second 40 days, you get another chance. Third 40 days, you get another chance. Right, to get your 5 times salah on time, your tasbihats every day, your zikr every day at a certain time, to get the quality of dawat ingrained in you, you know, then you get used to hadith. Imagine you finish the kitab, Fazali Amal, Fazali Sadaqat, so much of ulama we're joining. Very, very mubarak company. Gee, who else is making niyat, inshallah? It's coming in the heart, maybe you just try it for the pleasure of Allah. Who wants to go for 4 months when he's scared to make niyat? You can pick your hand up also. Anybody is scared to pick up their hand, they can also make niyat. Alright, mashallah. We got 8 names. 2 more names, inshallah. Let's try and get 2 more names. What's your name? Uwais, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Uwais. 1 more name, inshallah. Mashallah, Haji Sab in the back also is ready. Allah accept. 1 more name, inshallah. Haji Sab is a senior in the Jamaat. 1 more youngster. Young at heart, Ji? Rehan, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. Right, so all these youngsters who made near for 4 months, the build up to that is to go for 40 days, inshallah, right? So you're going to assume all of you are ready for 40 days, inshallah. Right, and then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you for 4 months. So besides those 10 names now, inshallah, you're ready for 40 days, inshallah, right? Let's see, who else is ready for 40 days? The next tashkil. Gee, mashallah. Akhtar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. Akhtar is ready. Alright, who else is ready with Akhtar, inshallah, is making niyat. Try, it's an opportunity. If you spend 10 days already, we spend 3 days, you spend 10 days, then we should try the 40 days, inshallah. Right, mashallah. Your name? Umar, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Umar. Who else is ready with Umar? Umar and Akhtar. Let's try and get 10 names, inshallah. So 40 days now, you might go local somewhere. They'll send you around the province, send you, might send you to Cape Town if you're lucky. Might send you to Joburg if you're lucky. Then after you spend your 4 months, then they can send you foreign. You can go to Europe. Where else you want to go, Mufisab? Huh? America, South America, you know? What jamaats come out from there? When we were in 4 months in IPB, I remember there was 2 youngsters. Anas and Abdullah. They were from South America. One was from Chile, one was from Santiago, Argentina, if I'm not mistaken. One was from Chile, one was from Argentina. Alright? They had tattoos from their ears up to their ankles. Alright? Full tattoos. Full two-piece kurta with their amama, with their miswak, with their mozas. They never used to leave the markas. Right? When you go to India, there's a foreigner section over there. And all the foreigners from different parts of the world, they base there. So I was fortunate enough to sleep next to them. So I was astounded by these 2 youngsters, absolutely pious, up for tahajjud and everything. So I used to sit with them now. You know, when you were young, I was 19 at the time, you were like curious, you know. So I used to see, even they used to make a coffee, right? They used to make coffee. The bayans in India were 3 hours. Right? So we used to wake up, have a nice solid, you know, meal before that and go sit in the bayan. These guys had a cup and they had like a charcoal underneath. You light the charcoal. That thing keeps your cup warm for about 3 hours. So they used to make coffee like that. So we used to sit to them. So ask them, hey, where you guys are from? So they said, we're from South America. So ask them, how you'll change your lives? And what you're doing here? Because I could see these guys were, subhanAllah. So they said, no way, we're in a biker gang in Argentina. Both of us, we are friends. And we started doing some research about Dajjal and the Illuminati and this and that and everything. We thought, you know what? This Dajjal fellow is coming. We need to save ourselves from him. So we said, you know what? Imam Mahdi is going to come and he's going to be a Muslim. And Isa al-Islam is going to be a Muslim. They were staunch Christian. So they went to the local masjid and they accepted Islam. Then they sent him for 4 months. When I met Maulana Jina a couple of months back, I asked him, how's these 2 youngsters? He said, these 2 youngsters, after they came back from 4 months, they were in such a fikr. Every single week they were bringing people to revert back to Islam. People who are Muslim, they left the fold of Islam. Through the barakat of these 2 youngsters, they started coming back into the fold of Islam. Now they opened up their own madrasa even. Right? 2 youngsters with fikr. That, you know what, I'm going back to my area, back to my locality. How can I become a means of other youngsters coming closer to Allah, coming closer to deen? Right? In our university also, one youngster spent 40 days. Just a couple months after that, He said his whole family started reading Salah, started Talim in the house, started making effort amongst his family. So another thing this 40 days will give us also is this fikr, this concern, right, for my family, for my friends, right? So who else is making niyat, inshallah? Right, we got Akhtar so far, and we got Umar. Few more names, inshallah, for 40 days. Who's making niyat, inshallah? We want all the youngsters to try and have some courage, inshallah. Anybody else is ready for 40 days? Before we move on to the next tashkil, mashallah, what's your name? Ismail also is ready. Ismail Dawood, mashallah, is ready for 40 days. Alright? So our 4 months started, we got some youngsters to look after us now. Look after, inshallah. Mashallah, what's your name? Muhammad, mashallah. So all our 4 months studies and our 40 days studies will go one side after this, right? Inshallah, the next tashkil will be 10 days, inshallah. This is a light tashkil, right? For those of us who spend 3 days, they spend 1-2 days in the path of Allah. Let's try and increase to 10 days, mashallah. So who's ready for 10 days? Mashallah, your name? Zakaria is ready, inshallah. Right? This year, all our youngsters, all our, gee, your name? Yusuf, mashallah. Okay, this whole group here will be ready for 10 days, inshallah, right? You're ready? Not you. Okay. Alright, mashallah. Who's ready for 10 days, inshallah? Mashallah, your name? Luqman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Who else is ready with Luqman? Hafiz Hamza, he's scared. Mashallah. Don't worry, your mommy will say, what you gonna eat? Where you gonna stay? Where you gonna sleep? You gonna say, mommy, I'm gonna sleep in Allah's house. And Allah's gonna feed me whatever Allah wants to feed me. Best food you'll have is in Jamaat. Ask anyone who spent time. Gee, who else is ready for 10 days, inshallah? Mashallah, your name? Muhammad. MashaAllah, Muhammad is ready also. Your friend is ready with you. Hamza. Hamza, mashallah. Hamza also is making niyat, inshallah. Who else is ready? Try and get a jamaat of 10, mashallah. Your name, Ajizam? Hussein, mashallah. Hussein is ready. Gee, who else is ready, inshallah? Right, we try and get a jamaat of 10 at least for 10 days. Suhail Akunji, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. 10 days is not so long. Maybe we'll go to like 5 masjids. Maybe 2 days each. At least it's a nice experience. 5 different masjids around Durban. Meet the people. Before you know it, the time will be up. You have to come back. Then you might extend for 40 days after that. So I just made niyat for 40 days one time. Gee, who else is making niyat for 10 days, inshallah? Mashallah, your name? Suhail, mashallah. Uzair also is ready. Mashallah, Uzair. Right, anybody else is ready? You never know, sometimes you meet a person in Gush, they might just change their life also. 2 weeks ago we met one person, we had our youth program in Glenon Road. We met one youngster on Derby Road. Right, so after the Jamaat left, then he called me one side, he said, hey, you know what, my fikr is gone absolutely low. I said, what happened, man? He says, you know what, I haven't been for Jummah in 5 weeks. So, normally this guy is a guy who frequents a masjid. So I said, what happened? He says, no man, ever since the COVID time, I know the masjids are open, everybody's going back for Salah. I just don't have it in me. I don't know what happened. Shaitan and nafs just overtook me. So the next morning for Jummah, one of the satis, I told him, you know what, let's just pick up, he was with us in the Jamaat, let's pick him up for Jummah, let's take him. Prior to that day, just before we left him, all the Jamaat told him was, just try, man. Shaitan doesn't want you to go to for Salah. You know, your nafs is, all of us, we experience this thing sometimes. Just put your one foot on the nafs and say, Bismillah, Ya Allah, you make it easy, I want to go. Make dua, Ya Allah, I want to go back for Salah. 5 Jummas he must. Next morning we phoned him. Half past 11, quarter to 12, Islam, you can come to pick you up for Jummah. He says, no, don't worry, I'm already in the masjid. I'm here. Next week I asked him, he said, no, he's back in action, Alhamdulillah. So one gush, you never know. A Jamaat from Joburg, I remember Uncle Ziggy and them Jamaat. We were sitting in Randall's Road Masjid. So this Jamaat was crying. They got a phone call, they started crying. I asked him, hey, what's happening? He said, last year we met one elderly person. And food is food before Isha. Or before Isha. Alright, mashallah. Alright, 3 days. Who's ready for 3 days, inshallah? 3 days tashkil, inshallah. Who's ready for 3 days? Let's make this tashkil quickly, inshallah. 3 days. Alright? Who's ready for 3 days? Let's pick up our hands, inshallah. You don't have to stand. Your name? Muhammad. G. Your name? Zakaria, mashallah. Haji Sahib is ready also. Who is ready for 3 days, inshallah? Alright, mashallah. Some of our senior boys, anybody is ready? What's your name? Ahmed is ready, mashallah. Who else? Who else is ready, inshallah? Our 10 day satis and our 3 day satis, Hafiz, we're gonna make the dates for 10 days, inshallah. Right, the 4 months you may as well make it, inshallah. Right, anybody else ready for 3 days? Right, maybe for some reason you want to go, inshallah. Gee, maaf, your name? Umair, mashallah. So anybody who wants to go for 3 days, inshallah, maybe they didn't have this thing to stand, then contact any one of our satis over here, inshallah, and just join them, inshallah, right? Allah give us tawfiq. Right, your name? Gee? Abdul Rahman, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Right, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. For all of us who made niyat, make dua, turn to amal, give some sadaqah, Allah accept us for your deen, accept us to make khiruj in your path, inshallah. Alright, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Alright, very importantly, brothers, the most important announcement, one of the most important, after, now is the refreshments, inshallah. There's some meals that have been arranged. So we want all of the youngsters to participate, inshallah. Even those that are young at heart, the seniors, to participate also, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, as-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazallahu anna nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم والله most loving, most caring, most forgiving, most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all of the bounties you have blessed every one of us with. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to make an effort on our iman, increase our iman, Ya Allah. Grant us your love and the love of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us ease in this world, in qabr and in akhirat, Ya Allah. All these youngsters that have come for this program, Ya Allah, make it easy for them in the exams, Ya Allah. Grant them the goodness of this world, qabr and akhirat, Ya Allah. Remove all difficulties and worries and concerns, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulties they may be experiencing in life, Ya Allah, you remove it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one of them the best of both the worlds, Ya Allah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Make us amongst your special friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your special friends and grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bis salihin bi rahmatika.